You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're going to start this hour up in the Northland. Every time you guys drive around any city, for the most part, we see these banners. And downtown in Kansas City right now, I'm assuming the banners are World Cup banners. And I don't mean the kind that goes all across the street, like during Christmas time. The little street light banners, they are rectangular.
Vertical, about a foot wide, vertical, 3 foot tall.
About 3 feet tall, yeah. Vertical banners.
Put up by Public Works, yes, for the municipality.
They're all over every city. Yeah. Like Prairie Village, decorating. It says, the city of trees. You know, in Kansas City right now, it says, welcome, soccer fans. Like, whatever your banner is in whatever town you live in. Leawood 1 year had one that said, one for O-N-E for the state line. Like, we are one Kansas City, right? You know what I'm talking about. Let's go to the Northland. In the Northland, they spent a lot of money on streetlight banners. In fact, they spent more than $16,000 putting banners up for the good and the cohesiveness of their community. Here's the problem, according to Matt Fleener over at KNBC 9 News. A majority of the 250 streetlight banners installed more than 2 years ago to promote Kansas City in the Northland,
okay,
have either now fallen or blown away. The attachment mechanism is very important when you're putting up these vertical banners.
So they look like a wasteland, not the Northland.
The banners cost taxpayers $16,380, and they are now mostly missing along the streetlights in the Northland in three highly visible areas.
What a great use for taxpayer dollars,
by the
way.
Oh, just wait, it gets worse.
That sounds awesome.
The city bought and installed the banners in February of 2024. City leaders now admit the banner hardware failed on many of the streetlights. They are now debating how much it will cost to replace them.
No, do not replace them.
No, just wait. First District Council member Nathan Willett advocated for their installation near schools in the Northland as the city installed other signs during the Chiefs Super Bowl parade. We all remember those vertical signs on the streetlights. The locations included one in the Shoal Creek area, one near Staley High School, one near Zona Rosa. Channel 9 noticed the missing banners in the locations and started asking city leaders about what happened to them. Willett promoted the installation of the banners in 2024. It was a great idea. I'm not saying it wasn't, to show off community pride with blue banners for the Liberty Public Schools, green for Staley High School, and red by Park Hill High School. Fabulous. Quoting here from Willett, I believe they can do a better job of installation to make them last longer on round two.
I love it when they go to interview these officials and they have nothing to say other than the most obvious possible, well, I hope they secure them better next time.
They spend money on other parts of the city to show off their pride. The Northland deserves its share of resources, too. Does the Northland always have this complex, by the way?
We're the unwanted
Yes,
child.
Don't forget about us in the Northland. We didn't. You got your banners. You just forgot to affix them correctly.
Now, to be clear, this is Kansas City north of the river, not the city of North Kansas City, correct?
Correct. Okay. It's just the Northland.
Yeah, Kansas City, North.
Here's the problem. It may cost much more to replace the banners than the original $16,000.
Please just stop.
According to Kansas, you can't.
Just stop.
You cannot make this up.
Just tear them down and leave them off.
According to Kansas City's other first district councilman, Kevin O'Neill. O'Neill said, I didn't have anything to do with the installation of the banners. But he has received an estimate from the city's public works department that it will now cost $150,000 to reinstall the banners.
You're giving me a headache.
Why was it $16,000 the first time and now it's going to be $150,000? They don't get into that.
Are these World Cup?
They are World Cup-esque style banners, Dan.
Oh.
These were installed a couple of years ago back during the Chiefs parade era.
Right.
When downtown got all of the rah-rah Chiefs banners,
Love
the
it.
Northland said, well, we want blue ones and green ones and red ones for Park Hill and Staley and Liberty to show off our Northland pride.
I was thinking if they were World Cup banners that maybe people were going around taking souvenirs.
Wait, to show off Liberty High School? That's in a different city.
Sam, I'm just reading the news.
You're giving me a migraine right now.
Quoting here from Mr. O'Neill, who does not think they should spend the $150,000 to replace the $16,000 in missing banners. The money would have to come from the public's improvement advisory committee. And quote, I'm not sure I want to put $150,000 into something that was done poorly the first time.
So they affixed these banners to these light poles. Did they not use zip ties?
I don't know, Dan. My guess would be the most appropriate thing to use would be the 16-cent zip tie. Don't know what they used.
Anything but what they did use.
Willett is saying, this is the pro let's redo the banners guy, that the estimate could be cut down by $50,000 by not installing the banners on every pole.
Stop the planet.
That's it. That's it.
Can I remind everybody really quickly?
If you'd like to report a banner-related issue, by the way, please call 311.
We were bragging in our last budget as a city of Kansas City that we were going to be $100 million in arrears. Why are we still spending money on stupid stuff like banners on a pole?
I think the bigger question is, why was it $16,000 to put them in the first time and it's $150,000 to replace them 2 years later?
Inflation?
Look, I know that it's more expensive to buy meat right now and cheese and sometimes eggs, but really? I mean...
Well, they had to go for the heavy-duty zip ties.
I'm not anti-banner here.
Those are $200 a pop.
This is like the anti-banner people need to get together with the airport art people because that didn't work either. Remember the ceiling art?
Yeah, that was falling and thankfully didn't kill anybody.
We have a problem here with affixing things. Oh, I loved that art, Dan.
It was.
I wouldn't want it, you know, impaling Nana.
Cost the city $3 million and is no longer in use.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go to break. We're back with much more on Dana and Parks.
Why do you
tell
me these stories?
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.